Gluten intolerance causes a contact enteritis to the little villi, the little finger-like projections in your intestine. Not only do these finger-like projections rhythmically beat and move along with the muscles of your intestine to move food along, but they also increase your absorptive surface by 85%. When you put poison ivy in your skin, you don't get an allergic reaction. You get a contact dermatitis because the chemicals in the poison ivy juice are very, very irritating. And when you have a gluten intolerance, you don't have an allergic reaction. And doctors will say, oh yeah, I tested you, you're not allergic to wheat. It has nothing to do with an allergy to wheat. 99% of the people who have a gluten intolerance do not have an allergy to wheat. It's a contact enteritis. Enteritis is the word used to describe inflammation in the lining of the intestine, like contact dermatitis describes inflammation of the skin. Well, the nice thing about this is, you get on a gluten-free diet and you're 6, 8, 10 years old, these villi will grow back within a couple of months. You'll see dramatic benefit within a week or two. Let's say you're 50, 60, 70 years old and you've been eating gluten 10 times a day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, snack after snack after snack. Everything is whole wheat, everything is oatmeal, everything is this and that and cereals and blah, 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 blah. You've been hit with gluten hard. Your intestines are nothing but scar tissue. You're only absorbing 10% of what you eat. You are not what you eat, you are what you absorb. And so you might see a dramatic result in 4 to 6 weeks when you're an adult under those conditions, when you get gluten-free, but it'll take maybe 6, 8, 10, 12 months for those villi to grow back. How long do you have to stay gluten-free? Forever. The solution to all this is to take over your health. Do it yourself. You know, we have the book, Let's Play Doctor, to teach you how to do your own laboratory work. You can go to a pharmacy without a prescription and get all the same test strips your doctor will use in his office when he does a physical on you, and he'll charge your insurance $800 or $2,000. You can do the same physical he will do for $4.50. Why not do that 2 or 3 times a year yourself? Keep a logbook on yourself and your kids and your spouse and your mom, everybody in your family. When you get together for Thanksgiving and Christmas and the 4th of July, and any time you get together, you want to do your own physicals on everybody for $4.50, for goodness sakes. Okay? Well, why do you want to do that? Well, medical doctors are the number one, the leading cause of death in Americans are medical doctors. Okay, this is AARP, March 2012, and it says, the worst place to be in America when you're sick is an American hospital. I took one of the pieces out of the article so you can see what they're talking about. It says, I have to get down here and read this. It says that the number of American patients who die each year from American hospital errors, just simple errors, is equal to 4 jumbo jets crashing each week. 1,500, let's be conservative, say 1,500 Americans are killed in hospitals every week. 3,000 every 2 weeks, 6,000 a month, that's 72,000 a year. How many of you would fly commercial airlines if you knew they killed 72,000 passengers every year? Nobody would fly. Amtrak would be real busy. And then what about a fast food place? Would you go to a fast food place that kills 72,000 of their patrons every year from a kitchen mistake? In 3 seconds, they'd be out of business. One word that's going to save your life in a hospital if you ever have to go there, a car wreck or something like that. And this is a centerfold from that Newsweek magazine. Once you look at the doctors there, do it look like they're coming to this patient with love? Doesn't look like it to me. It's the end of the month, they need the money, and the patient's got a credit card. And the one word that's going to save your life in the hospital is no! Your doctor will say, we need to send you in some tests, particularly people over age 65. Medical doctors, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Service Office of Inspector General, medical doctors kill 15,000 seniors over the age of 65 every month, that's 180,000 a year, when they send them in for screening tests and minor procedures that they really don't need, but the doctor needs the money. So he's using them as a tool to get the money, and they kill 180,000 a year seniors. Remember, they're the number one cause of death in America. They're a protective monopoly, self-policing, no oversight by any agency. Reader's Digest is one of those magazines that every doctor has in a waiting room because it always has warm, fuzzy stories. The dog pulls a 4-year-old kid out of the burning house, or maybe 3-year-old little Lucy saves grandma by calling 911 when she had a heart attack, that sort of stuff. But I guarantee you, this issue, June 2007, was not in the doctor's waiting room. Hospital mistakes, fatal hospital mistakes you can avoid. This is a full-page story in USA Today, February 5th, 2007, full-page story. And obviously the title says everything, Patient, Protect Thyself. Not heal thyself, but protect thyself. And the Institute of Medicine, the medical watchdog for ethics, for the medical system, produced some of this information and the data. The Journal of the American Medical Association, the most prestigious medical journal, certainly in America, maybe the world, came up with a lot of this material. And then also the Center for Disease Control, the federal agency that tracks this kind of stuff. What they said was, and these were the sources of data that came up with this conclusion, each year in America, medical doctors kill, injure, and infect 15 million of their customers at their workplace. They don't even get an OSHA ticket. Each year in America, medical doctors kill, injure, and infect 15 million patients in their hospitals and clinics. They do not even get an OSHA ticket. They're a monopoly, self-policing, no oversight by any agency. Let's just look at a couple of these individual segments. Let's talk about just infections in hospitals yearly. This is an annual thing.